I think it is deep when I do not take responsibility. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I think it is deep when I do not take responsibility. This is the case for most of us. We think that philosophy is deep, and it's difficult to understand, and it's difficult to really get into when we don't take responsibility. Philosophy is our way of life. Philosophy is how we look at life. Philosophy is that which guides our activities and guides our choices in our life. It determines who our friends are and what sort of things we will associate with and be involved in, and what sort of activities are important. Now, you might think that a good philosophy of life would be being concerned about your neighbor, being concerned about the governments of the world, being concerned about peace on earth. Well, that is perhaps one of the poorest philosophies anyone could ever have. And I know you're going to shriek and holler and say, my goodness sake, you're certainly not a very human, normal person. That's true. I'm not very human and I'm not very normal. But if I say to my child, son, I don't want you to associate with these people you're associating with because they are naughty people. They're doing bad things. They're going around and they're talking bad about other people. And they're going around trying to start trouble. And they're going around trying to do all these things. And they're doing it. They're going around making things difficult for the world around them. And I don't want you to associate with them. Well, that's just a point that'll say to my son, associate with them, associate with them. Rather, I say to my son, son, this is a world of cause and effect that we live in, and you are right in the middle of it, and you're in charge. You're in charge of the world of cause and effect. And for every cause you put into motion in your thought, every cause you have in your old brain up here, that's what comes about in your life. Now, it doesn't seem like that always because we don't keep the cause consistent. Sometimes we think yes, and sometimes we think no, and sometimes we think maybe. And all of those things make the cause appear as though it's not going to work. So, let's just take the simple little thing of peace on earth. Isn't that a nice one? Son, would you like there to be peace on earth? Dad, there is peace on earth. You know that. See, my son's been listening as I talk to him. Son, would you like there to be peace on earth? Dad, I know there is peace on earth because there is peace in me, and that's all I can see anywhere on earth. Well, son, would you like there to be peace on earth? Dad, I love you, and I think you're wonderful, and I'm happy with these little challenges that you give me, but hey, you're not going to pull my chain. You're not going to make me think anything contrary to what I believe. Right now, Dad, right now, I am such a happy boy. I'm such a happy guy. I look around me and I see everybody happy. And I look around at the nations of the world and I see all in peace. I see all at peace. Oh, I see all peace. I see peace on earth right now. Oh, son, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. You know that these things that to other people seem so deep and so intense and so difficult to accomplish, for anyone who wants to keep it simple can do it. Anyone who says, I like me, all is in divine order, I am peace. For anyone who says, hey, be yourself and have fun. For anyone who looks at the world through fun-filled eyes, you see fun everywhere. Oh, even sometimes the games people play that are kind of mean, they're fun because that's what they like. But we, in our heart, look at them and see them following their highest and best. That's all. We don't say, you naughty people. We say, I see you following your highest and best. But they're not following their highest and best. Who cares whether they're following it or not from the human point of view? From the principle point of view, we say, I see you living according to your highest and best. I see you living according to your highest and best. And I keep saying that, and I keep saying that, and I keep saying that. And, you know, they do it. They really do it. They do it. And, you know, son, as you were growing up, I was saying to you, you are always living according to your highest and best. I'm always saying to you, you are the most ideal young man in the entire universe. You live principle. You live principle. Principle and truth are the most important thing in your life. And if you ever even think about violating principle and truth, you will hurt bad. Not that I want you to hurt, but because you're going against what you believe, you will feel very bad. Now, you could have a stomach ache, you could have a knee ache, you could have a headache, you could have all sorts of things, but any time you go against principle, you go against even to say I'm not feeling good, or even to say there's not peace on earth, or even to say that there's some condition somewhere that is not beneficial, even to say that brings to you unhappiness. But why should it bring to me unhappiness because something bad is happening out there? Well, you know the answer, son. Now you give me the answer. All right, Dad, I do know the answer. All right, what's the answer? The answer is, all the world is my thought. All the world is a reflection of what I am thinking. All the world is a reflection of me. And if the world is not what I want it to be, and not what I think it to be, and not what I love it to be, then it is me that's not that way. But you know, Dad, that's not always so easy. Yes, son, I know that. I think it is deep when I do not take responsibility. You see, when I don't take responsibility for my thoughts, I think that the philosophy is very deep. When I don't take responsibility for my every single thought, then the world around me seems to be overwhelming. The world around me seems to be something that just grabs a hold and takes a hold and wants to run away and steal everything that I ever dreamed of good for the world. Ho, ho, ho. Yes, that's right. The world runs away from us every time we allow ourselves to think one little negative thought. We have to get back in the bandwagon. We have to get back and think that positive thought. We have to get back and dream those positive dreams. We have to get back and be that wonderful being that we are. That's the important thing. That's the important thing, and the only thing that matters, that we be ourselves and have fun. And at all times, our thoughts are held in the highest and best. At all times, every thought we think about anybody, anything, anywhere, any place is the highest and best in our mind. And as they are that in our mind, the world as our reflection reflects back to us exactly what we have in our thinking. So if there is ever anything that is untoward, that is not desired, that is not chosen as a beneficial thing in your world or my world, it is my thought that brought it forth. It is my thought that gave it power to be. Yes, we are monumental in our thinking capacity. We can think our thoughts for the world, for the universe. We can think at the microscopic or the most grand possibility that could possibly be. Microscopic or telescopic, it doesn't really matter. Whether it's just a little microbe, the germs, the tiny little atoms, the quarks, or whether it is the stars and the universes, beyond universes that we haven't even dreamed about. Because if you think that the possibility of endlessness is possible, then you think that there are universes and universes and universes and universes and universes and universes just like ours, beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond and in, and we are in those universes every moment of our life. Oh, yes. I know. It is deep when I do not take responsibility and say, sure, those universes, when I am in my allness, I understand them perfectly. When I'm in my isness, they are my nature. And when I'm in my uniqueness, then I understand where I am and what I'm doing and how I'm doing, and this is the game I've chosen to play. This is the creation I've made for myself to be where I am. And it is just lots and lots and lots of fun. Oh dear. I think it is deep when I do not take responsibility. But really, what is deep is when we take responsibility and then everything falls into harmony with its ideal, original purity and integrity. And we are in our original purity and integrity as we view the world and see it divine indeed. Kind of nice something to think about, isn't it? Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.